A radical environmental group called the Earth Liberation Front, or ELF, has claimed responsibility for a number of fires on Long Island in new developments being built on what was recently farmland in far suburbs of New York City. The Long Island newspaper Newsday reports that developers are offering a $10,000 reward for who started fires last month in 9 new homes in Suffolk County. So far, no arrests have been made. Craig Rosebrough is one of the spokesmen for the Earth Liberation Front. We reached him at the organization's North American offices in Portland, Oregon. Mr. Rosebrough, is it true that members of your group have been trying to burn down newly built houses on Long Island?
Well, again, I am a spokesperson for the North American Earth Liberation Front, and I run a group in Portland called the North American Earth Liberation Front Press Office. I do not have any association with the group. I just receive anonymous communications and forward them on to media. But yes, indeed, the Earth Liberation Front has claimed responsibility for burning a number of homes on the Long Island area.
What's the issue? Why are they doing it?
It's against what they consider urban sprawl, the needless overdevelopment of a wildlife area that is threatened. And I think that people are tired of seeing the natural areas of this land being completely devastated and destroyed, and they want to put a stop to it.
But doing it by setting fire to the buildings, other environmental groups have raised concerns that this is very damaging and dangerous activity and that it could turn people against a movement which has quite legitimate goals.
Well, I think if you look back in any sort of historical successful social movement has included a variety of tactics. It hasn't just been people staying within the law. It has oftentimes involved civil disobedience and illegal direct action. I think that this economic sabotage does have a clear role in the environmental movement, and that is to cause as much economic damage to the entities as possible.
But this kind of economic damage is also dangerous. I mean, you're risking the lives of people who are living nearby, people who are fighting the fires?
In the history of the Earth Liberation Front, both in the United States and abroad in Europe, there has been no injuries to human or animal life. The goal is to protect all life, be it human, animal, or the natural environment. I think the people involved take the utmost precautions to ensure no one is hurt, and their record speaks for itself.
Your group has also claimed responsibility for burning down part of a ski resort in Vail, Colorado, to protest expanding that resort, and also burning the headquarters of Boise Cascade Corporation in Oregon, again because of concerns of the use of forests. Has anyone ever been arrested for this kind of activity and linked to your organization?
There has been no known members of the Earth Liberation Front arrested, no. And the group started largely in the United States in around 1997, and since that time there have been dozens of actions causing, well, now over $36 million in damages, and again, there's been not one person arrested that has been associated with the organization.
How many people are there, do you think, in this group? As I'm sure you know, there is some doubt on the part of authorities that it doesn't exist as a group at all.
Well, it's because from the authorities' point of view, they recognize usually one form of a group, that it must have a leader, it must have a central base, it must have a hierarchy, and this group certainly does not. It's organized in what are known as cells, and each cell is run autonomously. There's no sort of leadership. Rather, the cell itself follows an ideology. Each cell is anonymous not only to myself and the general public, but to one another. So the idea being that if one individual in one cell is caught by the authorities, that doesn't mean that any other individuals in any other cells are going to be caught, that the movement can continue.
Mr. Rosebrough, thanks very much.
Thank you.